Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy new week. Happy almost end of March. Ooh, March. Flew by.
Flew by.
Blue, right?
As it always does.
As it always does.
I feel like March, April, May go by so fast.
They really do. And I don't mind March, honestly. March gives me good vibes, usually.
You know,
it's green to me. Maybe because St. Patrick's Day, but in my head, like if I had to get a color for March, it's green.
Green for sure. Yeah. February to me is like purple.
Same, like a purpley blue, like almost cold and frozen.
Yeah, exactly.
January is like a dark blue.
Gray.
Yeah, like gray and dark blue. Let's go all through all the months.
Okay.
April for me is like, that's a good one. Pink is good. For me, it's more of like a light blue, you know, like rain almost, I guess.
Okay,
maybe
right.
Is where I'm getting that. April May showers. is like a yellow, like
May
a pastel
is like
yellow.
A blue to me.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's perfect. June is bold, usually, like a
orange,
like a hot pink or an orange. Yeah.
I was gonna say orange for August. So maybe
that's a good one.
Ooh, I don't know for June. Maybe a yellow, like a muted yellow.
Yeah,
almost.
Yeah. I might go hot pink for June.
Okay, I like that.
Because I want to do orange for August.
Yeah.
But like a light, like a sherbet orange.
Yeah, like a mango.
Like a sunset.
Yeah.
July would be royal and blue.
Right.
No, it's not though.
The
but
American
it's bold.
Flag.
Also bold colors. Maybe print textured, you know, like a funky, like July is like crazy.
July today. Is plaid.
July is so scarlet.
It was plaid.
All right, September, maroon.
There's not enough colors.
Yeah, there's not enough colors. I'll make colors. September for me, maroonish. October.
September would be blue for me too.
Probably
but maybe like a darker blue.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, like a sapphire.
Yes.
Which I do believe is the stone. October for me would be like an emerald.
October is orange also to me.
Emeraldy color. November, more burnt sienna.
November, yeah. November's maroon to me for sure.
Love
brown,
that.
Maroon.
For sure. And then December?
White.
White, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have to say white.
I think
white
you're
Christmas.
Right. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad we got that out of the way. Welcome back to another episode
That's
of Taylor
hilarious.
Watch. We are rebranding, like we said a few weeks ago. We are now a colors and months podcast.
Yeah, we're now
welcome for
a synesthesia podcast. So we will be applying every sound and color.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is just a fun thing to do. So thank you for listening along to that. What's going on? How is everybody? Happy Tuesday, beginning of the week. Thank you for being patient in this coming out a little bit later in the afternoon. Hopefully it will satiate your needs for your rides home, et cetera, et cetera. I know that's something that's going to satiate my needs when I get home, and that's a nice cold glass of Pink Whitney. Pink lemonade flavored vodka on the rocks.
Our
as
favorite.
A mixer, however you want it, the most perfect drink you could possibly have for the girly girls.
She's
and for everybody
delicious
but most of the girly girls.
Yeah, most
delicious,
of the girls
nutritious.
Cause she's pink.
Amazing.
We potentially could have some fun stuff coming up with Pink Whitney.
Potentially some fun stuff. We have a meeting
them.
Tomorrow. I'll say it.
Yes.
We have a meeting tomorrow.
We have a meeting. Yeah.
Remember last week when we were like, we tried to do a party and they were like, and we said, oh, let's go ask Pink Whitney then. And we did. And they said, let's have a meeting.
And they said,
let's chat.
Yeah. So we're going to chat
Updates.
With the Pink Whitney people and we'll see what happens.
New York girlies, gird your loins, potentially.
Yes.
You don't have to gird them yet. But
potentially.
But
as it says on the bottle, exceptionally smooth, 30% alcohol by volume. It's just delicious. They have so many different sizes. They got the 20-shot bucket, which is perfect for parties. You roll up with a 20-shot bucket, you're going to be the coolest person at the party.
Yep.
They got the big boys. They got the medium size, perfect for at-home bars, perfect for going out, whatever the vibe is. Pink Whitney is so delicious. It's the perfect mixer. You guys have to try it if you
haven't yet.
Is so good. So take your shot with Pink Whitney.
Woo! We love Pink Whitney. Number one bestie on the pod forever and always.
Yes.
And it rains any better. Everything is wrong. It rains when you're here and it rains when you're gone.
I
love that. But you know, we should be singing new songs. Songs by Selena Gomez.
Oh my God.
Which I still haven't listened. I haven't listened to any. Did you listen to some?
I've heard some snippets on TikTok.
I haven't listened to any. Gia and I are going to do a reaction to Selena's new album.
Yeah.
We are, you know, that will be maybe later this week. You'll see that. We love doing those, and I'm very excited to do it because I've heard good things. And then, of course, Taylor herself, you know, gave her friend some shine
broke
and said,
her Instagram
loving.
Hiatus.
Yep. Broke her Instagram hiatus, loving the new album. Go listen, Selena. also the first, similarly, she broke her Instagram hiatus in 2017 to promote a Selena Gomez album as well. And here's the thing that we discovered after we had been putting on our clown noses last week, which mine is still on, by the way, because I thought of a loophole. You know, I didn't think, I didn't have an original thought. Someone else said this, and then I was like, that makes sense. 328, clowning day for Reputation.
Yeah.
With Selena's new album coming out this past weekend, you had said, oh, Selena's album's coming out. No fucking way she drops Reputation next week because of, you know, the blocking and the numbers and whatever.
Well, I totally forgot about Selena's album. Honestly, I was thinking about Ariana.
Well, no, you were, but then you texted me also about Selena afterwards. Because Ariana, I said, it's fine.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, she'll be okay. Whatever. But to be honest, that does make sense. I think that they're a same record label or something people were saying. I don't know if that's true because I guess she's definitely not with Scooter anymore.
No.
God, my nails are so thin.
I don't think
right
Selena
now.
Ever was.
No, sorry, Ariana.
Oh.
I'm jumping around. Ariana, somebody said Ariana and Taylor on the same label now. I don't know if that's true or not. Okay. If Ariana is
UMG now. No, she's Republic Records.
Okay, so then who cares? That person was lying, obviously. Selena, I don't know about her. But regardless, I don't think that Taylor will drop the album. Very likely she will drop an announcement.
Yes.
Which wouldn't take away from anybody's shine. No, not for Ariana, not for Selena, nobody. So I still think we can clown.
Yes.
And
well, I
think
we got
still
messed
ready
up because last time we said 328 is when she dropped Reputation, but 328 is actually when she announced Reputation.
Yes, sorry. And we did jumble that. Listen, we got a lot of information coming at us fast and hard.
I know, it's hard.
It was 823 is when she announced Reputation, and then it later came out in November. And then so 328 would make sense for an announcement for then what?
Announcement's harmless.
Let's see. August, September, October, November. So then if she announces it March, April, May, June, maybe we get a June Reputation right in time for summer.
I would love that.
Would love that.
Well, people are also clowning for Rep in July because of all the rubies now.
July, rubies. Yeah. The rubies that I gave up and I lost you. The one I was dancing with in New York.
At the Pink Whitney party.
I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Whitney party. We are singing McGee's today. Singy.
Yeah,
it's but a good vibe. Good news.
There's been so much talk about rubies. People are finally like catching up on all the rubies that she's been wearing, us included.
Yes,
and
I wasn't even paying attention really. The rubies, she had a 12 ruby earring.
Yep,
for the Grammys. We didn't even realize
she's been wearing ruby jewelry like all throughout the Chiefs season.
Yep. Wait,
the snake necklace was ruby.
The snake necklace in the I Heart acceptance speech video.
Yep,
see. In the I Heart acceptance speech, she's got rubies everywhere. Grammys, rubies everywhere. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, the tea chain was rubies.
4, 5, 6. Six of her looks for the games were she was wearing rubies. And it does make sense because the Chiefs are red.
Hmm.
But they go back as far as the Super Bowl last year when she's wearing that crop top with the – she's got rubies on then. So she's been wearing rubies. You know
what
I'm saying?
She's been wearing
rubies.
She's
been wearing rubies, and we've missed it, it seems. And so – but she's got a ruby. The most telling, I would say, is the ruby in her – in the snake necklace and then the rubies at the Grammy.
Yeah.
But
I'm just confused about what that all means. Like,
I'm confused by what it means, too.
Okay.
And, I mean, it has to be the rubies that I gave up, and I'm picking them all back up. But then also ruby, right, July, that's, you know.
Because it's like – that's the birth month
that's
stone,
the birth
right?
Month. Yeah,
so
it
like,
is. My mom is – happy birthday to my mom in July.
Happy birthday to your mom. So people,
she calls herself.
A ruby sister?
Ruby sister. That's what she calls herself.
What does that mean?
Because like she's just a ruby, like July ruby girl.
Okay.
She's like a ruby sister.
I'm an amethyst sister.
Yeah, you are.
I like amethyst.
I'm an aquamarine sister.
I don't love purple though.
I love purple.
Francesca loves purple.
I actually love amethyst stone.
I
it's very pretty.
like a raw amethyst.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
You should get some raw jewelry.
I
love that.
But I don't
really
gravitate
pretty.
Towards amethyst jewelry. I do have a little amethyst ring though.
It's hard when something has like a serious color. Mine is like it has different names. Aquamarine, lapis lazuli,
all
the kinds of things. Basically it's an aqua stone.
I like that.
So anything aqua. Pretty much
aqua.
Like this is not aqua. Aqua, this is
you're so beautiful, Aqua.
I need my.
They compliment you.
They compliment you. I need my starfish in my ears.
Your scorpions compliment you.
They do compliment me. Mm. I love my little scorpions. These are emerald and jade on my ring right here.
I like
here.
Jade.
Me too.
I so like pretty, emerald too. Right? I wish emerald
emeralds
was my
are
birthstone.
My, me too. Yeah. That's why March. Mm. I am jealous of it all the time. Anyway, so Ruby, that's fun, exciting. We love that. Something to keep our eyes on. And yeah, and something to digest. And I do believe that we're on to something.
Definitely on to something. I just can't tell if people are more leaning towards TS12 or Rep TV, because it really seems like
I know
it has more of a connection to like Travis with like the red.
I know.
I always just associate like red with Travis because of the
same,
Chiefs.
Same.
And like, I don't know, like it's a symbolism of love, passion, protection, and prosperity. So like, this is all kind of giving to me TS12
for sure.
Like announcement, or I guess Rep TV. Announcement, but I guess also like Rep TV vault tracks are kind of might be pretty lovey.
They could be lovey, and Rep TV, remember, is a love album, or
right.
Rep is a love album. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
So I think maybe in redoing Rep, she's refound her love. You know what I mean?
And but also
could be a bunch of things
with the Instagram post, the Instagram story post she had with Selena. It had 12 D's, and people were
right.
pointing out that she the 12, and then the 12 ruby earrings.
A lot of 12s.
Lots of 12s going on.
A lot of
on.
12s. I just, in my soul, think that Rep and debut are going to come.
Yeah, I think it's too soon.
I think so.
I think, you know, people are starting to finally like be like, oh, you know, her earrings, her purses, whatever.
Yep.
Like, those are real Easter eggs.
Yes.
You don't have to do fucking long division to figure out, like,
exactly.
what the Easter
she's
eggs are.
She's not making it that hard for us.
And just because she's, like, putting in an Easter egg right now does not mean we're going to get it in a couple months. Like, this
sure.
Easter egg could be for a year.
Let's not forget when she went on
future.
Fallon and she's like, how can I hint at things 2-3 years in advance?
Yeah.
She's setting the stage, and we will look back on all these things with our minds blown whenever
exactly.
it happens. But I think that it's still safe to clown for Friday 3/28 for an announcement of sorts.
Yeah.
Something, news of some sort. And I'm still ready and I'm here.
I definitely think announcement is like, I'm
that's
like
most
I'm like almost with
you're
you
in
right
it.
There.
You're
yeah.
in it. Your nose
is really hard to
it's
deny.
It's not. It's very right. It's really
yeah.
hard to deny at this point.
And then
it's
the
also
Instagram
like it's been
Selena,
a minute.
It's crazy.
Oh yeah,
it's
wait.
Been
so
a
that
minute.
That's what I was saying is the last time that Taylor had her hiatus from social media was right before the Rep announcement.
Yeah.
And the only time she broke it was to help Selena promote one of her new albums.
Good friend.
Or a new song or something. Good friend. And so everybody's talking about that. Now she's doing the same thing this time around. It's just very much like history's repeating itself
right.
in all the right ways. And I'm really excited about it.
And the Ram thing with
the Ram
mask,
thing.
It's like, why?
The
why
flip upside
not?
Down.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that's just the flip upside down. 3/28, 8/23, you know, 8/2/3. The people still talk about that cup of coffee.
Oh, right,
the
right.
black and the blue and the cup of coffee with the sign of the times, and I don't know, I'm starting to confuse all my songs.
I know
lyrics.
it's hard to remember like what Easter eggs apply to what and like
yeah.
what we are really clowning for, but yes, I think Rep TV
that's
should bejeweled. Be like the number one thing on our minds.
I think it's safe to say that
yeah.
you know who else it's on their mind. Rep TV now is Benny Blanco. Benny Blanco, new Swiftie. Didn't always liked Taylor Swift, but didn't know much about her. And bestie Selena has made sure to educate him, and he is now an indoctrined Swiftie.
Yeah,
and we're happy to have him.
He was like, we listened to like all her old stuff in the car, and I feel free,
yeah.
which is hilarious.
It's cute
which
and fun.
So
that's exactly how we feel yeah. when we listen to Taylor.
Selena is doing, you know, God's work as
she
a
is.
Girlfriend.
She is
converting their boyfriend into Swiftie. I have done that myself. My boyfriend.
Who among us? You know?
Yeah, my boyfriend's number one artist on Spotify was Taylor Swift this year. So
it's incredible.
We were doing God's work. We're spreading the good word.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Benny for being an open ear. He knows good music, and
he really
yeah.
does. And and if there's anything you can say about Benny is you
together.
Respect him. I am too.
Yeah.
Maybe she's been so locked up with like Jack,
etc.
for
her,
so
yeah,
long.
Yeah, exactly. Like she's had her peeps. She's had her and also like he was besties with Justin for Bieber for a while, and I don't think Taylor and Justin exactly were super
yeah.
friendly.
Yeah, maybe they just weren't running
you know,
in the same
like
circles.
Benny's peaky. Not obviously Benny's peak years are still going because he's still writing banger
he's still
on banger,
writing
but,
songs,
like,
but yeah, like
those
09
years of like
to
2013
like,
to like 2015 where he's writing all those crazy
yeah,
songs
yeah,
to 2016.
Yeah. Kesha,
that's like when
cetera.
He was like really close friends with Justin, I think. And yeah. I also think that's when like Selena and Justin were like going through all that turmoil mm-hmm. and stuff. So like maybe she just didn't want to.
Yeah, you don't. Sometimes you don't want to get involved in the family drama.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm
exactly.
And yeah, who knows? Like maybe she wasn't into the sound. Like obviously he's got bangers, but he does write like he does do stuff for Kesha and stuff. And so it's not totally the same, you know, love Kesha, not totally the same vibe as Taylor, especially not then. At that point was like, you know, 1989, maybe.
Yeah.
It kind of came out around that time, but that was a Ryan and Max Martin production.
You know
what I mean? So I think maybe just he wasn't, the vibe wasn't the sound. And,
and also
maybe in the future.
So many options.
A lot of options. Maybe in the future they work together at some point. Maybe he starts, you know, he's listening to her old catalog stuff and maybe it will inspire him to come forward and be like, hey, Tay, I've been listening, because her friends call her Tay, obviously. I've been listening and I've got a couple ideas for you. I wanted to run by you and Jack and Aaron and the whole team that is a forever, you know, Forever Swift team.
Right.
How about, did you see any clips or anything from that Gracie Abrams, Aaron Dessner?
Oh my god, how did it look? It looked amazing. The set list.
Did we talk about that on here?
I think we talked about it super briefly, just being like, oh yeah, because I think I mentioned that
it
like the fans
happened,
were kind
right?
of upset. I also didn't realize that it was like a fundraiser for like KitchenAid or something. KitchenAid is the,
that's the brand,
is that
yeah.
That brand? No, like World Kitchen or something, like something with like helping feeding people in America, feeding people in the world.
Love.
So
that's why it was like a last second
fans,
thing.
Yeah, that were like so up in arms, like, come on, this was like a fucking charity thing. It's not
damn.
That big of a deal, but I do get it, because it really was like someone was like live tweeting the set list and it was very like for Gracie fans, like, you know, some deep cuts and stuff where I was like, ah, I would have killed.
Like, wow, it would have been so good. Yeah,
Francesca got... We're working on it, and then
nothing.
No response.
Yeah.
Which,
sounded,
you know,
like it was.
That's,
but if
okay.
it's for, if it's for charity, like, I get, you can't just like have, you know, can't just like get it.
Yeah, exactly. But it looked amazing. But it
tickets,
also
whatever.
Looked short. I think she only did like 10 or 12 songs.
Okay, so it was really was like an intimate
night. Yeah, it was
night.
An acoustic set.
I like
Aaron.
That Aaron was
I
there.
I mean, I would have freaking died. And also that theater, Paramount Theater.
Yeah.
Any New York listeners, if you guys have the opportunity to go out to a show there, it is an unbelievable theater.
Ooh,
like,
I gotta keep my eyes
beyond
peeled. Where is
anything.
It?
Like downtown Brooklyn. Yeah, like kind of near Barclays, but like not really. Probably.
Oh, okay.
But it is just so beautiful.
Ooh.
It's old. It has like old like fountains and like stained
oh my God,
glass
what the hell?
And all these cool lights. It was really
oh,
so
wow.
cool.
I gotta go.
Yeah,
that
that's where
amazing.
We saw Role Model last weekend. So it was
how
so
was
cool.
Role Model this weekend? Oh, I didn't even ask.
So good.
Which show was better? Or equally
ooh, good
equally
question.
Amazing.
Honestly, I think it's hard to compare because
yeah.
New York, the venue was amazing, but he was sick, so like his energy wasn't super high.
Sure.
But with Chicago, the venue sucked, but his energy was way better, so he was performing
okay.
better.
Got it.
So it's so I would
like
say Chicago was better because his energy was better.
Yeah.
But God, that Riviera Theater is where we had the dozen.
Right.
Terrible.
Yeah. Awful theater.
Terrible.
Worst theater ever.
So
maybe.
Hot. So cramped. They have like this dome that like covers half the
it's
stage.
So
you can't, if you're sitting in the back,
you can't
see
anything. I
yeah.
know. It's
I paid
so dumb.
Like $150 for me and TJ for like this, because he got the tickets. So like for like this like pass, like this Riv Lounge pass.
Right.
And it was a bar, a one stall bathroom and a balcony that you couldn't even see the stage on. It's crazy.
And that's the situation with that place. It's like you can't you can't see anything. The layout is shitty.
Terrible.
You can't get to your fucking seat.
Yeah.
Terrible theater. Terrible theater.
So
I don't know. I think that had to be like a last minute reservation, moving things around, something for like a lousy for the dozen.
I know that the
higher ups weren't happy about that place.
Yeah, it was awful. But he was so great. And we like had to sit like in the like up like way in the up, but honestly it was fine because like there wasn't really that many people up there. We got to like dance and move around.
I like an opportunity to dance around.
Yeah, me too. I need space.
Oh
I like
God.
Space. I don't like being cramped. I don't like being a sardine.
I
need space.
I have my tea. I don't know why.
At least like wave
so
my arms like a white
waving.
like the white woman I am.
Of course.
Like,
everybody wants that option.
Exactly.
You know,
and I also
so
had to watch the Michigan State game.
Oh.
So like I was kind of glad that I wasn't like I was scared that someone was going to take a video of me watching the game
and be like not.
This
fan.
Bitch got tickets and I didn't. It's like, it's not my fault. Michigan State Right. The timing
it's
is
like,
the same
sorry,
time.
I'm doing both, and I'm a sports girly, and I support my squad. I support my team. How'd they do, by the way?
They won.
Ooh.
I know. They're playing Ole Miss on Friday.
I didn't realize that Jason was riding that train.
Yeah.
I saw people tweeting about it, but I thought it was like a joke. So that's amazing.
They talked about it on New Heights. He was like,
love.
He was like, where's Michigan State? Like, I love Tom Izzo. Like, they fight hard, whatever. So let's hope that he blessed us with good juju.
Let's hope for that. Yeah. I want to talk more about the Kelseys. But first, I wanted to say that Gracie, before we wrap up her convo, posting pictures from Electric Lady Studio with wine, water, coffee cup and
seven different drinks.
Yeah,
like the classic girl.
So tips. Yeah. Love
but
that.
I think if I have to make a correct assumption off of what I've been seeing from her social media, like I could see her coming out with another project pretty soon. She like,
I feel like that too, but her, how long has Secret of Us been out?
Cause not like, that long. It came out like the same as like,
cause the deluxe came out. How long after? Not long after, right?
Yeah, no, not that long.
It's been at least a year though.
Yeah. It's definitely been at least a year. June 21st. Oh, so it hasn't even been a year
yet.
Oh,
huh.
So it came out.
Oh, yeah, duh, right around Short and Sweet.
Yes,
they
exactly.
They both came out on the same
It was
time.
Like her, Sabrina, like even Charlie, I think, at the same
Charlie,
time.
Charlie,
like
I think,
Brad came out
Brad
around
came
then.
Came out right then.
Yes. Yeah,
Chapel
so,
started popping off.
Yeah.
Good Luck Babe was popping off. Wow, June of last year was like a good time.
Yeah, it was. I feel. It was a good, that was a good start of good music,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it was.
But she's been posting a bunch of like snippets and stuff of unreleased songs. So
Hell
I don't
yeah.
know if she's just been planning on dropping something new or this is maybe a collab.
Collab with something.
With someone or something. We'll
Who
see,
knows?
I guess.
Shock of the century for me was Billie Eilish introducing her at the iHearts and being like, we send voice notes back and forth all the time. I was like, damn, okay. So Gracie's like, she's grinding her dick off. Like, if she's sending voice notes with Billie Eilish, like, I that gave me a lot more respect. Like,
yeah.
Not that I didn't have respect before, but I don't know what.
I think,
just,
like,
as a
Nepo baby, you know, people don't, like, she's been in the game for a while.
She has, and she's got great, I love her music, I like her songs. I just, I was slow to the Gracie train, and I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
Happy to be on it, love it.
Choo-choo.
Back to, so hopefully, fingers crossed, new Gracie stuff.
Yeah.
Back to the Kelseys. One, Travis golfing at Pinehurst, question mark? Just golfing.
Slay.
Pictures of him hanging
Lots
out, having fun.
Lots of children following him around.
Lots of kids following him around, which is really sweet.
It's
I think
cute.
It's like really adorable.
Yeah.
Because he's a good role model. He's a good guy to look up to. And, you know, for boys and girls, like I think, you know, get you a man's like him. Like, it's, I love it. So that's nice. And then also rumored, Taylor and Travis potentially having dinner or hanging out with Aaron Andrews in Montana.
Yeah.
Which, like, what?
I don't even,
this
like,
is through the, I don't even know where this rumor started, what happened. Like, we haven't seen any photos.
This was on Page Six.
Okay. Not, you know, not the most reliable
so, like,
source. But
again,
it is kind of a far-fetched thing.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Montana, random.
Well, they were in Utah. So, like, maybe they went from, like,
just
Utah to Montana.
Yeah, maybe
to,
they're just on, like, a ski. You know, they just be skiing. Also,
says,
Aaron Andrews, big fan.
Yeah.
Aaron and Carissa. Like,
introduced the idea of them being together.
Right. And they have that show together, and they've discussed many a time, like, who's going to meet her first and how's it going to go down. So, if this is true, Aaron met her first, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And I'm dying to hear the story. So, they'll tell the story. Like, when if this is true...
Yeah,
eventually,
I feel like they'll talk about it.
At some point, they'll talk about it.
Yeah.
For sure.
It says, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were spotted dining with Aaron Andrews during a secret getaway to Montana. The trio stepped out for a meal at the Auric Room, a supper club and speakeasy at Lone Mountain Ranch, an insider told Page Six.
Wow. These
so
clubs...
L reported it, Page Six, so...
Oh, L, I trust.
We'll see.
These, like, clubs... You know, these like supper club, this, that, whatever. Like these seem to be popping up in more places recently. Like there's a lot of those clubs popping up in New York right now where it's like membership fee. It used to just be like Soho House. Now it's like there's like eight different things you can belong to. And it seems as if Taylor is a welcome guest at every one, member or not.
I
so,
mean,
which,
how could you
deny
her?
Because that's great publicity.
But I guess people
even in like rich ass mountain towns and stuff, like they've got them.
Oh, so, yeah.
Listen, celebs.
These mountain towns are fucking bougie as fuck.
They're bougie as hell.
Especially big. They're in Big Sky. Like, that's
nice.
Absolutely.
Nice as hell. And yeah. I'll say this. I think it's a good idea for celebrities to go to places like that, because I do think that we live in a time where celebrities can't just go to a regular restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Especially Taylor Swift. She can't just go to a place. She has to go to a place where they don't allow you to take cell phone photos.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean?
And also, as we were saying last week, like, skiing is, like, I feel like the one sport that you can do anonymously.
Absolutely. Absolutely, which is super fun.
But I guess people were, like, submitting to Dumas that they, like, saw her on the
Dumas.
Slopes or whatever.
Oh, there's so people we'll are seeing her on the slopes.
Yeah.
That's,
imagine
like,
Taylor
kind of
Swift
hilarious.
Just skis by you.
That's
she fucking
hilarious.
Dusts your ass.
Like, no, I would die. I would die. Like, what's she wearing? Like, what's happening? I just think it's
I feel like
it's
she would just wear, like, an all-black, like, ski suit, you know?
Completely. That's what I would do. Anyway, yeah. That's what I would do. Also, with the Kelsey's... rest in peace,
Baloo,
to their sweet angel
so
baby.
Cute. Aww. What she said in the caption, like, literally
aww,
made me
my heart
so sad. I know. And those dogs, like, you could tell that they're like
so
second
big.
Like siblings to those little girls.
Of course,
you know?
They are. They're so big. They're like humans. Like, they're so. Oh.
When he said, the heartbreak is immense, but as Ellie so perfectly pointed out, the Winnie Bubba reunion. Oh, Bubba is the name of Baloo. Is, but they call it Bubba.
Yeah.
The heartbreak is immense, but as Ellie so perfectly pointed out, the Winnie Bubba reunion had to be pure magic.
Oh, so sweet.
Sad.
It's the only way that you can think about dogs and things like that is to think about all the people that they get to reunite with.
Yeah, 7 years? Like, that's
It's not long enough. That's like my sweet precious Ollie, baby.
Oh, it's so sad. And with these big dogs, they don't live a long time. It's just so
they're
sad.
They're just so big, and it's hard. It's a lot of beating for those hearts to do, you know? A lot of blood to get to those big dogs. It's just, oh,
it's pictures are so freaking cute.
So
but yeah,
sad.
So
poor
sad.
Babies.
Bubbies.
So we're thinking about them.
Yeah,
poor,
totally.
Poor angels. It's so hard. I know that people have, like, I don't know if they have mixed feelings on people getting, like, new dogs right away. And some people are like, never again. And other people are like, have to get a new dog right away.
Yeah.
I saw a thing. Chelsea Handler, I think, was talking about it. Being like, oh, yeah, it was her. Talking about, she was talking to, damn.
Kylie?
No. It was.
Call her daddy?
No, shoot. Because it was a good convo. Damn it. I can't think who it was. Because it was someone who was also a dog lover. And they were answering, like, a question. Mm. And they were talking about dogs, and Chelsea was like, when you lose a dog or you're losing a dog, it's like you should get another dog because you as a person have so much love to give, and like that grief and love needs to go somewhere, and you just need to channel it into like your new angel. And I was like, I had never thought of it that way. And I liked that, because normally I would think like, oh, it's too soon. It'd be like bad for the memory or whatever. But
I think with a dog, like, it's different.
Yeah.
Because
I don't
like.
Know.
Yeah, it's just so, it like, losing a dog is just, like, such a different type of sadness. And, like, your house just feels so empty.
Right,
and, like,
of course.
Everything's just so different. Your routines are different. Mm-hmm. Like, all their stuff is still around. So, yeah, I mean, like, I think when my dog died, like, we got a new dog, like, 2 months later, like, three
right.
months later.
Like, I think a lot of people do that, like, more than you think.
It's just, like, and then also just, like, having, like, a companion, like, around is just so
and
nice.
You can never replace any
no,
babies.
No.
Nobody's replaced.
No. There's enough room in my heart for all my puppers.
Of course. Are you kidding?
Yes.
So, yes,
and
so I do hope that Anna Anjovi.
Yeah.
And so I do hope that they get a new pup or something soon for the girls and for Kylie and Jason. It's just sad.
Maybe that dog that Travis adopted.
Yeah. What is that random ass dog? Like, what? That random story?
Wherever that dog is.
Who knows where that dog is? Yeah. Who is that dog?
No. Sorry to that dog. I do not know who that dog is.
I don't know who that dog is.
I can see that dog walking down the street and I said, I don't know who that dog is.
I don't know who that dog is. I'm sorry to this dog. I don't know who this dog is. Kiki Palmer. Love her.
Slay.
Speaking of Kiki Palmer.
Speaking.
SZA?
Oh!
Which I still haven't seen that movie.
I know. I want to see that movie.
I really want to see it. I got to ask.
Hopefully it's on streaming sooner.
I bet
on
it
TV.
Is. I bet it is, because that movie's going to be hilarious. I can't believe I didn't see it in theaters. Anyway, SZA went on the Jennifer Hudson show and said that she met Taylor Swift and a while ago, and they chit-chatted about potentially collabing one day.
Yes.
She's writing together.
She said, I think I mentioned that I would love to write with her and build some things together. I love her storytelling. She was open to it. I think she's awesome. She's so bossed up.
Hell yeah. I love that. She's so bossed up.
She is bossed up.
She is so bossed up. And I love that SZA has respect for her. I love that she's, you know, took the initiative to be like, hey, girl, I'm willing to collab.
I feel like SZA has openly talked about, loves her so much. Her music's so fucking good. But
it's insane.
I feel like she has openly, like, talked about how she loves Taylor Swift a bunch.
Always. Yeah. She's always talking, she's definitely a big Swiftie. Yeah. She's always talking about, she's always in the comment section defending, she's a Tay warrior. Like, we love her.
Well, I feel
for
like-
sure. But I love that, imagine though being I wouldn't necessarily call SZA like an up and coming artist anymore. Like she's arrived for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But I do, but she, in terms of like careers, her career still, is newer than Taylor's.
Yeah, yeah.
And so being a newer than Taylor artist, having the like confidence and the, you know, the wherewithal to be like, hey girl, you know, I would love to one day, maybe we could work together. Like to even say that I think is huge. And I'm proud of her for doing that because that's how you get your foot in the door. It's just ask, you know what I mean? And people don't want to ask because they're nervous. Oh, Taylor, she's, you know, anti-hero monster on the hill vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
And SZA walked right up to her and said, I want to, if ever there's a moment in time, I'm ready and I'm here. And I love that.
I also feel like SZA does a good job of like portraying her music in like an honest way.
Totally. But,
like same as Taylor. Like they don't have like an issue like putting themselves as like the bad guy almost
in their
songs.
Yeah, exactly. She's
like,
self-aware,
she,
which I
like,
love.
She can acknowledge the good parts about her and the bad parts about her, which I think Taylor does in her music too.
Definitely.
So yeah,
love
this just makes me super excited because I feel like the lyricism that they could pull out
for
together.
Sure. And the sound. Yeah. The sound. Whoever SZA works with, I mean, I love her latest album. I don't even know what it's called, where she's the alien on the front.
Yeah, it's SOS, but then that's like SOS Lana Deluxe.
Lana Deluxe.
Yeah.
The SOS Lana Deluxe.
Yeah.
Psh, girl, there's nothing. Oh, yeah. SOS Deluxe Lana.
Yeah.
I listen to this. Right now, my, like, you know, sorry, Taylor, but I'm Mayhem Lady Gaga and SOS Deluxe Lana. Like, back and forth, can't get enough.
Yeah, it's
just
really
obsessed,
good.
Just obsessed, very obsessed with SZA in general. So yeah, would love that, obviously.
Yeah.
Would be amazing. And I just feel like she's a girl's girl, you know?
Yeah,
SZA,
totally.
She's one of the girls, and I love her.
Yeah, I feel like she never, like, gets herself into any
which I love. She's just,
or anything.
She's just smart.
She's
you
just
know
chilling.
I mean? She's chilling. She's smart. She stays out of drama, stays out of trouble. And I think
she's
it's smart.
Super talented.
Yeah, she really is. And so yeah, looking forward to a potential one day collab between
those
two.
TS12 collab.
Wouldn't that be lovely? Wouldn't that be lovely?
Yeah.
Oh gee, I completely forgot that I didn't mention that I tried a juice day.
Oof.
Yesterday. Not for me.
Yeah, no.
One day, not for me. It was some juice. It was like a couple smoothies. I'm like, okay, whatever. Everybody told me I was gonna feel good after it. All I felt was hungry. And so I have decided to dive into the rest of the week with some meal prep planning, making. I'm trying to get ahead of myself. I'm trying to make sure that I have the nutrients I need, that I'm eating the right amount of food when it is, stuff I like, stuff I can make, stuff I can heat up, whatever I want. And we've got a bestie on the pod that's going to make sure of those things. And it's Marley Spoon.
Yep. This podcast is sponsored by Marley Spoon. And we are genuinely excited about this because it's helping us fast track our way to eating well without all of the stress. Mm-hmm. And with our TaylorWatch, you can get up to 27 free meals. They have over 100 recipes for you to choose from each week. Cozy comfort food like beef stroganoff or lighter options like salmon and a creamy mustard dill sauce tray bake. My stomach's
growling.
Mustard
dill
hungry.
Sauce. Damn, I haven't eaten lunch yet either. Damn, I'm hungry.
And the timing couldn't be better because Marley Spoon just launched their new 15-minute express recipes. I love the 15-minute express ones because I really am not a huge cook.
Yeah.
I like it to be quick. It stresses me out, so I like the easiness of it. And also, I'm lazy. So when I come home from work, I'm tired. I don't want to cook for
an hour.
Everyone's
tired
when
you come home from work.
I just want a quick 15-minute meal. Mm-hmm. So nice. And then I feel like I'm healthy. I feel like I did it myself. I feel accomplished.
Yep.
That's why I love Marley Spoon so much. And this spring, fast track your way to eating well with Marley Spoon. Head to marleyspoon.com/offer/TaylorWatch and use code TaylorWatch for up to 27 free meals. That's right, up to 27 free meals with Marley Spoon. One last time, that's marleyspoon.com/offer/TaylorWatch for up to 27 free meals. And make sure you use our promo code TaylorWatch so they know we sent you.
Someone on my brain less smart and bad at staying out of drama.
Oof.
Matt Healy's little brother.
It's just like, at this point,
I don't
like,
even wanna.
I know.
But just we have like, to bring it up because it's going everywhere now.
What is his
everyone's talking
deal?
About
he posted like to the song Mean, not Taylor's version, and then like the caption was like, this song bangs, or what a tune.
Well, that was after
that weird clip.
He did some weird interview, like somebody, I don't, who knows, like backstage at a fashion show, like I don't know where he was, but he was getting like questioned, and they asked him like,
oh, they asked him the Eras tour or the Renaissance tour, and he said the Renaissance tour every day of the week. He said, I would definitely not go to Taylor Swift. You wouldn't find me there. If you know, you know. Beyonce, Beyonce, Beyonce.
Every day of the week.
No, but I definitely wouldn't go to a Taylor Swift. You wouldn't find me there. If you know, you know. Beyonce, 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 Beyonce. Without a doubt. Come on.
Like, shut up. Also,
it's just like you're so, it's just like, shut the fuck up. Like you can, how, you can it, say
are you
Beyonce.
12?
Right, exactly. You can say Beyonce. He, everything about that, he can say as is, take out the Taylor Swift part. It's like, just, you don't have to do that. Be the bigger person one time. Clearly, it does not run in your family. Even your mother can't do it. Like, she never taught you how. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
Maddie's mother-in-law commented on the video. Great answers. Clap, clap, clap. That's
so funny. I mean,
so
they're
funny.
Just a house of rats.
Why are they so shady?
I don't get it. Like, all of them. Gabrielle, I'm over her. I'm so over Gabrielle. And I'm sorry that, like, I'm over the brat girls. I'm over them.
Yeah,
they're too grungy for me these days. And maybe I sound like an uppity white bitch saying that, but that's how I feel. I feel like, take a shower at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. We had our club year. We've been clubbing our. I clubbed so hard my fucking fingers are bleeding. Now take a shower and drink a green juice. Okay, it's time. Gabrielle, yeah. It's time.
What I don't get,
what are we
is
doing?
Just like you guys are engaged, like
yes.
Maddie Healy's brother. Like, I would, as a sibling, like if my sibling was engaged to somebody else, like I'm not gonna talk shit about their ex like that publicly. It's just so strange. And also, it's just like, you know, Maddie Healy is an artist, Taylor is Swift is an artist. Like, why at this point can we not just respect that? Obviously, Taylor is going to write music about the stuff that happens in her life.
Yep.
And if you want to get involved in that, that's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
And Maddie also does the same thing. So it's like, why the there's no need for the shade.
It's just
when we're
so,
all artists out here.
It's just so hypocritical, though, because Maddie is always claiming, oh, I don't write songs about other people. I don't do this. I don't do that. Whatever. When it's like, we all know that's a lie. We all know that's fake. And I'm sure his brother knows that's fake as well. And again, like, you know, I have a brother and my brother loves to talk shit and loves to get in the, you know, have my back and whatever, but even he would know better than to say something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, just don't. Why are you trying to make a spectacle of it? And because you're making yourself look bad, you're making Maddie look bad, you're making the whole situation look bad, because at the end of the day, the songs that Taylor released that are quote unquote about Maddie Healy are based on events that happened in her life and how she was hurt and how this happened and he said this and he did that and whatever. So ultimately, like, he still looks like an asshole. He's coming back and what's he? But oh, not true. Oh, this. Oh, that. Whatever. Like, what are you gonna say? Like, you treated her like shit for a decade, and she finally put out an album about it. And now, if I'm you, I ignore everything about it. I pretend it doesn't exist. That would get to me.
Yeah, that's why I just don't get why
why is the brother?
Because I feel like Maddie has, like, Maddie himself, like, he's done some shady stuff.
Yeah, of course.
But like, he's been relatively quiet.
He has been pretty quiet.
But like, it's always like his outer circle is always doing stuff. And it's like, why can't you guys
still
just
involved,
let
bitches.
It go?
Stay away.
And
he's not the fucking hero you think he is.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
And then the brother posts a video of him listening to Mean, non-Taylor's version, with the caption, what a tune. Like, obviously just to piss Swifties off. So it's just like they're just rage baiting.
They love doing it.
The brother is definitely rage baiting.
He's absolutely rage baiting. They love it. They love to. I bet they're going to listen to this podcast because they do. And it worked. They're going to listen to this podcast because they're our number one listeners, the Healy family.
Mm.
And they're going to be like, ha, ha, ha. Like, listen to these bitches.
Yeah,
they're so mad. They're so angry. Women are the worst. Women are so stupid. Blah, blah, blah. They're going to say all that. And then he's going to pop on stage and make out with some boys.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen. And I just, I'm just sick of the whole Maddie Healy whatever. I mean, when's the new album coming out in 1975? I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm ready for
a
new album. We've been hearing about it.
Miley Cyrus is coming out with a new album.
I'm hyped for that as well.
Me too.
I love Miley.
Love Miley.
I was dying.
I hope that this album is actually good.
I hope so too. Flowers was...
Or Endless Summer Vacation.
Endless Summer Vacation was... It was Flowers only.
It flopped.
Yeah, yeah. It flopped.
And
it had some
Jaded
good ones.
Jaded had potential.
Jaded was great.
Like, it had so much potential.
Yes.
It was just like missing... I think it was the chorus that kind of... Or the what's like...
Bridge?
No. The verses.
Verses, yeah.
We're missing it a little bit for me. And
yeah, I agree.
Every song sounded so different. I guess that's kind of like what the vibe she was going for, but it was like so, every song was so different that it didn't like flow well at all. So I hope this album is better than Endless Summer Vacation, because yeah. it just didn't hit for me.
I'm with you. It didn't really
and
hit
I feel
me
like
either.
Her past
and I wanted
couple
it
albums
to.
Have not really.
I wanted it to hit bad because she's got great hits generally.
Yeah,
it's the album. I want to top to bottom. But again, Miley is a very artsy, very creative, very exciting, talented person. So I'm not worried about anything, generally speaking. But
there
will
be
would
a
like,
couple bops on there for sure.
I want there to be a couple bops. Yeah. Yeah, that's all I'm really looking for. Happy for her. So anyway, yeah, Matty Healy and his brother and his whole family.
Can
you know,
kick rocks.
Kick rocks. Stay in the ditch that you want to stay in. Also staying in a ditch and possibly getting buried under it is Justin Baldoni.
Oh, God.
Blake Lively is now, before we even say that, Blake and Ryan not going to the Met Gala this year, which is kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal, because I feel like she
Blake
always
is, like,
slays
queen
ass
of the
boots
Met.
Down.
Did she didn't go last year because she was pregnant or just had a baby?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I can't remember.
All I remember was like last year's Met Gala kind of flopped.
It did flop. I think because Blake wasn't there.
I don't think she
was Taylor.
And I don't think Rihanna was there either.
Rihanna
right?
was not there.
Yeah.
I think everybody was like maybe fresh off giving birth or something and they couldn't be there. So Blake and Ryan not going this year. Wondering about that. Couple of things. It could be them being like, we don't want to do this press and whatever. It could also be Anna being like, I don't want to get involved in your drama.
Anna who?
Winter.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say Anna Kendrick. I was like, why does
Anna
she care?
Anna who? Take it back. Anna
right,
Winter.
Anna Winter. There, no, there's
the
no
end all
way
be
she,
all.
There's no way she didn't invite them.
Listen, she hates drama.
Drama.
And it took, and so if she feels
maybe
a certain way.
Maybe she just
way,
like respectfully was like,
she might have been like, sit,
why don't
sit,
you
this,
sit
one
this one
out.
Out this year.
She might have. Yeah. That would be the most likely situation, yeah. I think. Because Blake has been the chairman of the Met Gala before. Like, she's heavily involved in
she's
the
like
Met.
She's like the face of the Met Gala.
I know.
Like,
she's
her,
heavily
Rihanna
involved.
And, like, Zendaya
exactly.
are, like, the faces.
They're the Met girls. Yeah. And yeah, so I'm very interested to see what happens there. Do we know the theme for this year? Have they even announced it?
I don't recall.
Let's see. Met Gala.
Super fine. Tailoring black style.
Oh.
Which will be explored through the corresponding costume, and the dress code is tailored for you, encouraging a creative interpretation of menswear and tailoring. Ooh.
Oh, exciting. Oh, so we're going to see a lot of like James Bond kind
of
stuff.
Just
going to
be a bunch of men in suits.
I know. Girls wearing suits.
Great. That's what we
custom
need. More
stuff.
Men in suits.
Let's see.
The co-chairs are Coleman Domingo, yep. Lewis Hamilton, A$AP Rocky, Pharrell Williams, and honorary chair LeBron James.
All men.
Right. Because it's...
Because it's
what's
boy
up
time.
With this yippee-ki-yay men?
I know. Why? Are men feeling left out?
Like,
whatever. Host committee
okay,
will feature
I guess.
Figures from the worlds of art, culture, fashion, film, music, and sports. I can't believe LeBron James.
LeBron James.
So that's all right. Well, that's exciting. Maybe that's why. Oh, let's see. Committee members are Andre 3000. I can't pronounce that name and I'm going to skip right over it. Simone Biles, Jonathan Owens, Grace Wales Bonner, Jordan Castile, Dapper Dan, Dochi, Ayo Edabiri, Edward Eninful, Jeremy O'Harris, see this is Regina King, I'm just going to read the ones I recognize, Spike Lee, Audra McDonald, Janelle Monáe, Jeremy Pope, Angel Reese, Angel Reese, ugh. Shikari Richardson, Olivier Roosting, who we love Olivier. Tyla.
Do
yay.
We love Olivier Balmont?
Yeah, I like him. No? Do we don't like
I don't
him?
Know.
Well, I like, I should clarify.
Maybe
I like
I've
early.
I've never thought about him, honestly.
I like early Olivier. 2013 Olivier. Tyla, Usher, and Kara Walker. Also, I don't know.
Slay.
So, yeah, I mean, exciting, whatever. We'll see. But maybe that, you know,
I'd
Blake
be on my
and
suit
not going.
Entire shit for the fucking Met Gala. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we've seen Blake rock a suit a time or two.
Yes, we have.
She loved
Simple
a suit,
Favor.
A Simple Favor.
When is that coming out on Amazon? Is it out soon? It has to be out soon. Simple Favor 2. Let's see.
It is out on March 7th.
Oh, shit. It came out March 7th. So
what,
it's
that's
out
already
right
out?
Now? How have I not seen it? I haven't seen anybody talk about it.
Whoa, that's crazy.
All right, so we'll go back and watch it. I was in Italy for that. I mean, I saw them doing like the press and everything, but I didn't know
yeah,
it was really out
I didn't
on
know
Amazon
it was out
right
at
now.
All.
Maybe it's like for rent.
Whoopsie doo doo.
Oops. Anyway, I do want to see it because I loved the first one. Regardless, though, they're not going to be there. And the latest in the lawsuit drama is that Blake is trying to get Baldoni's lawyers to drop their lawsuit, their retaliatory lawsuit, on the grounds that they're breaking California law in it's like something covered by like the Me Too movement.
Yeah. So it says,
and that's all I know.
Blake Lively filed a motion to throw out Justin Baldoni's $400 million defamation suit against her, arguing it's retaliation for lodging a sexual harassment claim.
Yep.
In the motion, Lively's attorney invoked a California law that protects sexual harassment accusers. Governor Gavin Newsom signed the law in 2023 in response to a wave of defamation suits against women who spoke up during the Me Too movement.
Yep.
Lively's attorneys say the law entitles her to claim attorney's fees and damages from Baldoni's once his suit is thrown out.
Everyone knows I'm Team Blake heavily, still am, and I think this is just smart. And yeah. I when Justin came back with that big fucking lawsuit like that, that's the first thing I thought was, well, this is, he's just mad that she called him a creep.
Yeah. And I'm so not we'll sure see. How like the legality of this works, but from like what I was reading, it seems like that law is more used for like if you're on the risk of like getting fired or like doxxed by like your employer.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Not sure. If, like, so like coming forward about like your boss.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Not getting fired because you did that.
Exactly.
Got it.
So like I'm not sure how much that applies for Blake, but like it does make sense to.
I mean, if you're talking like blanket idea of. You put this lawsuit up because a sexual harassment lawsuit came your way and that makes your lawsuit null and void. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's how they're spinning it. We'll have to wait till March 2026 to hear all about it.
It's just
it.
So crazy.
It
I
is so
believe.
Crazy. It is so crazy. But yeah, I mean, we haven't heard from anybody in a while. I feel like the machine has slowed down on the Blake Baldoni drama. This is the first I've heard about it in a few weeks, thankfully, because I was done hearing about it, to be honest, on both sides. I think it's just, well, it's actually for me as a Team Blake truther, it's very hard to see the tides turn in Justin's favor with like people online. Like I just, it's hard to wrap my head around like how people don't see how tides can change on the internet just based on what some like one tweet or something, you know, and it happens both ways. Certainly, I'm sure the Justin stans feel the same way about the Blake stuff if they're seeing that. Like, I wonder if it's like the Blake fans see the Justin, you know, the Justin stuff, and then the Justin fans see the Blake stuff. Because I'm like, how are people even this mad? Like, it's like I'm almost drowning in pro Justin bullshit. You know? So it's like, have you even seen any pro Blake? Like,
yeah.
That's kind of how I felt. But maybe people see different things, and so who knows? But I'm excited for it to be over and done with eventually. And I think
sure they are too.
We can just chill. Yeah, I bet they are.
Yeah.
But okay. So one of the last things, I don't know how long we've been talking. Kind of a little while.
Yeah.
One of the last things we wanted to discuss was somebody put something on Twitter that got me thinking, got my brain moving.
Yeah.
I sent it to G, and she agreed. And I'll read it exactly because I don't want to butcher it. And it's a question, a hypothetical question. It says, being a Swiftie is funny because it's not really when did you become a Swiftie. It's when did Taylor release a song so personal that you started believing she lives in your walls.
Mm-hmm. And which is
that,
so true.
It's so true. Yeah. And I feel like that's such a Swiftie thing. And because it really is like I'm a fan of Taylor Swift. Oh, I like her. Oh, her music's good. Oh, I respect her as an artist or a businesswoman or whatever. And the people that are like, but I'm not a Swiftie. And I think that the term Swiftie, we've talked about this before, has been taken into another stratosphere.
Yeah.
But we can use it in this example. When you go from casual Taylor fan to full-blown Swiftie, it's when you hear a song at the right time and the right place and the right mood.
Yeah.
And it's a Taylor song and she's singing from your soul.
Yeah.
And then you connect and you're like, holy shit, this is me. And then you branch out and you start
find more songs,
connecting the
you're
dots.
Like, whoa.
And you're like, wow, it's been me all along. And now I'm a major fucking Swiftie.
Yeah.
And that's how it happens. So would love to hear everybody else's thoughts. So when we do our episode on Thursday where people call in and DM or whatever, I would love to hear everybody else's thoughts.
Yeah, me too.
But we're gonna talk about ours right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't, it has to be something called Folklore, because that was like the first album where I was like, oh my God, like this really is connecting to me on like an insane level.
Yeah.
I think it has to be My Tears Ricochet.
Good one.
Like, I just remember hearing that bridge for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I can go anywhere I want, just not home. Mm-hmm. And being like, ah!
And just being like, I literally can't
my
believe
heart
this. I know.
being stabbed, you know, like, mm-hmm. and just like everything, like the line about like how you used to like when I would fight and like, mm-hmm. You're wearing the jewels that I bought you, all of this stuff. So mm-hmm. like, it just really connected on a deeper level. And I never had heard a song that was so like intense about like this back and forth, like love or not even love, just this back and forth relationship.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God. I mean, really even starting off with the one, I was like, okay, I thought I saw you at the bus stop.
Folklore is so hard because I could make a case for any song on that album.
I know. Being Cardigan, like Chasing Cardigan, Shadows Mirror in the Grocery Ball. Line. Right, Heartbeat on the High Line. Like,
no.
Bruh.
The Heartbeat on the High Line. No, G.I. I have chills again. Heartbeat on the High Line once, 20 lifetimes. Like, I'm sick to my stomach. Like, the one. And then Mirror Ball, obviously. Yeah. Like, there's
this
so many.
Trying.
This Is Me Trying. Yeah. You know, whatever it's called. The Lakes.
Yeah.
Like, just so many from Folklore for me.
I think I have to go My Tears Are Crochet.
I'm gonna go. Yeah, I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
I will go back to Speak Now era because the song hit me in a way in like the only a way that in 2010 it could hit you. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that is The Story of Us. The Story of Us was the first song that I listened to. I mean, and that's what honestly made me branch out to the rest of Speak Now. That's why I have to credit Speak Now as like my first Swiftie, like where I was like, oh, I am with this bitch.
Yeah.
Like we're in lockstep a little bit. And I still think it took me all the way till Rep to really be like, I would literally take a bullet for this woman.
Yeah.
But Speak Now, The Story of Us, standing alone in a crowded room and we're not speaking and I'm dying to know, is it killing you? Because it's killing me.
Yeah.
Like that, I can't express how many times I felt that exact fucking feeling. Like, exact fucking feeling. Like, especially 2010, I was just off of my freshman year of college and, you know, had just lived a tumultuous high school life when it came to boys and whatever, and always looking for, like, love in the wrong places, thinking guys liked me when all they wanted to do was have sex with me. Mm. Like, it was that vibe, and it kind of carried into college, and I was like, I hate this.
Yeah.
Nothing is going the way that I want it to, and this is how I feel. And it just really, like, it knocked me off my feet, you know? But then, obviously, moving forward, I bet you we could pick one for every album.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what made you the biggest Swiftie? Another one that later in life, before pre-Folklore, because after Folklore, it's every song on every album for me. Like, it's
honestly,
Folklore,
yeah.
Midnight's, Torture Poets.
Evermore.
Like, Evermore.
So, yeah.
How could I forget Sister Evermore?
Poor one out for
no,
Evermore,
that was
y'all.
So fucked
Poor
up.
One out.
Because I love Evermore.
That's okay. I do it with Lover all the time. It's okay.
Oh my God. That was so total. Evermore. I'm so sorry. I love Evermore. But before those, because again, every single song on every single
Honestly,
one of those albums.
Honestly, maybe it was Death by a Thousand Cuts.
Gia, that's literally what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
Death by a Thousand Cuts from Lover
you know,
album. And
think,
I'm like,
because
I
Lover came
believe.
Out before Folklore.
Yes.
And I wasn't a huge Lover fan when it came out, but it was always Death by a Thousand
that.
Cuts.
That's
yeah.
exactly how I felt about that song too. Like, and it was
and
like,
also because I love that movie, Someone Great. So hearing that song was inspired off that song, I was like, oh my God.
Love
like,
that movie.
And also like, the windows, the boarded up, like, but I'm still looking in, like all that stuff, like very relatable, especially because I was like,
flashbacks waking me up, get drunk but it's not enough because the morning comes and you're not my baby. There it is. I look through the windows of this love even though we boarded them up. Chandeliers still flicker in here because I can't pretend it's okay when it's not. No, that line, that is, it's
and
like
that was like 2019
and the way fall 2019 and the or like September and the way that maybe August and the way that it was like upbeat kind of and same with Story of Us, like I love a sad song disguised as a bop, like I love a sad song, but I want to sing sad songs all the time, and if you disguise them as a bop, then it's more acceptable. And it's like, okay, cool, I'm not slitting my wrists every day, you
exactly
know?
Yeah,
oh my God.
That was like my
cuts.
Peak like situationship years too. So like that just hit so hard. Yeah, I think I really have to go Death by a Thousand Cuts. That's like what really was like, oh my God, this song, she really is in my walls. And especially the fucking bridge, like my heart, my hips, my body,
my
love,
trying
to find
a part
of me
that you
didn't touch. Like,
no,
kill
stop.
Me and my
like,
family.
Dead,
yeah, exactly.
Literally.
So I think I have to go
I'm searching for signs and I want to club. The amount of times I'm in a club.
Our songs, our fears united. We stand our country. Guess it was a lawless land. Quiet my fears with the touch of your hand. Paper cut stings of my paper thin glands.
My time,
my why, my spirit, my trust. Trying to find a part of me that you,
wait, you didn't take up.
Gave you so much, but it wasn't enough. But I'll be all right. It's just a thousand cuts.
Yeah. I took the long way home. Ask the traffic lights if it'll be all right. They say, I don't know. The amount of, I'm going to start crying right now, Gia. The amount of cab rides that I counted the traffic lights. And I still do that. I still count the traffic lights.
Yeah.
Because, oh, I play a game, actually. I try to see how many in a row you go through when they're green. Mm. If you catch the cabs the right way, you can make it
you
up.
You can
like,
make it up in
one
like
time
20
I made
minutes.
It like 50 blocks. Yeah. All green. Crazy. So if it's raining, if you're going home and you live in a city and you're going through a lot of traffic lights, just put the song on and watch the traffic lights because it really hits hard. It hits hard.
I think I have to, definitely 1,000 cuts. And then for like my younger years, I'd say Hey Steven. Just because that didn't come out when I was like having a crush on the guy named Steven, but I discovered that song.
But it came
when
back.
I had a crush on a guy named Steven, I was like, oh my God. Like,
for sure.
She also has a crush on a guy named Steven.
Definitely.
And then that's like what got my interest.
And you're like, this is my girl.
Yeah.
I wonder, have to say Death by 1,000 Cuts. If it's different, a little different for you, because for me, it was like, oh, okay. Taylor Swift she's 1 year older than me. Like, we're the same. Like, this is cool. Was it different for you that she's a little bit older? Like, was it like older sister vibes? Like, how did you feel about that? Because for me, it is a little bit like older sister vibes, but not really older. Like, I feel like we're sisters, and she's older for sure because she's experiencing life more than I. Like, she's one step ahead of me, but barely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was definitely always like older sister vibe for sure, but also just like kind of just like a friend vibe.
Totally friend vibe.
I never. Like, there was never an issue with, like, age.
No.
Like, you know, when
you don't think
when
about
Fearless
that.
Came out, or, like, let's say, like, when Red came out, 2012. Like, I was 13. So, like, what she was, like, going through was obviously, like, so much more deeper than, like, what I was going through. But, like,
of course.
I found it so relatable.
Sure.
Because, like, you know, when you're 13, the drama is the drama.
Of course it is.
You feel like your life is ending. So, like, no matter how old I was, I always just felt like it was like a person that would be in my friend group almost.
100%.
You know what I mean?
And that's also what's so great about Taylor is like all of her songs can be interpreted however you want. And
no matter
and
how old
they
you are,
can change
your gender,
based on how old you
whatever
are.
Yeah. It is, like.
Which I love that they can change based on how old you are. And I think that is probably why Folklore and Beyond means so much because I'm in that life right now. Like I'm in that age. So I can really appreciate all of those songs. But then when I go back and listen, like I have a really hard time listening to Fearless songs because I get very nostalgic in like an overwhelming way. And it's like, you know, a lot of songs are like that. Even Speak Now, like it makes me think about how old I was at that time and like how much I loved the songs or me singing The Story of Us as loud as I could in my car. It like kind of makes me want to cry right now because I'm like that was such a, like, I felt that so much at that time.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't feel for that song in the same way anymore, but I can appreciate
when you
that
did.
When I
yeah,
did.
For
and,
sure.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
that's, and it's, like,
that's
it's just, like, sad and sweet.
The
you know?
One thing I feel like I missed out on as a younger fan, I can't even imagine, like, how the younger fans feel now, but,
for
like,
sure.
I can't remember, like, when I first started listening
like
to Taylor, I can't
it,
remember Red. I can't remember.
Well, she was so
Speak Now
popular
Fearless
at that
like,
time.
She
was
so
like,
popular.
She's always there.
Yeah, and like, I can't remember like if I was listening to like because I know every word to every single song on every single album, but like, I can't remember like when I first started listening to Red, when I first started listening to 1989. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard for me to remember that up until like honestly college
for
because
sure
I really like wasn't that big of a fan in high school
and
it was when Rep came out that's what really brought me back
kicked
because
it
I always loved Fearless.
Well, she's making a lot of noise
and,
obviously with Rep
yeah
so that's
and
why everybody
Rep is
tuned
what
in.
Brought me back and I hated all the Kanye Kim drama whatever and then Folklore is what like cemented me but like I don't have like those memories of like being young. Like I have some memories of listening to like Stay Beautiful and stuff like that with my friends, but like nothing like super crazy where I'm like, oh, I have this one memory of me listening to, you know, blah, blah, blah in the car with my friends and it was so fun.
Yeah.
Like I just kind of remember like little bits and pieces.
Yeah.
And I wish I could go back and like see like what the timeline and really see, was like, right, you know,
see where it is. I wish that we could look back in time.
I know.
Like, I wish so much that there was like a database of like you can sort through your own memories. Mm. Like, that's like one of the Black Mirror. There's a Black Mirror episode for tangent. Black Mirror episode, original Black Mirror when it was, you know, the Brits running it, which it was better than. It's called like The Entire History of You, I think is the album name, the episode name. Mm. And it's about these people that have like essentially contact lenses in their eyes where and yes. they have like a remote and they can like pull up memories and things that they saw, whether they remember them or not. Like, so it's like been recording in your eyes yeah. the whole time. And it's like a futuristic thing that's implemented. And of course, you know, it's with Black Mirror, everything goes haywire with technology and, you know, you learn a lesson, like don't mess with technology and people or whatever. But I think that I would be convinced to get that. Like, the benefits would outweigh the cons for me.
But then, I don't know if I'd do that though.
The thing
if
is,
I could
like
go back and just see my Taylor Swift history, I'd do it. But I don't want to see.
You
like,
want to see everything.
All the things that like I try to block.
I want to see everything, but I don't want everyone else to see everything. Like, the part of the thing in the movie is like, show me what it is. Like, show me.
Yeah.
And in my head, it's kind of the same as like, show me your phone.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
Which, so I would be ardently against that because I'm like, no, I don't want you to see from my eyes, like life. Like, that's fucking crazy, whatever. But I am interested in revisiting some things. But I guess it wouldn't make sense because it's not been recording this whole time.
Yeah.
I just wish that it was.
Yeah.
Maybe when we're about to die, they'll be like, here's a slideshow of your life.
I would love that.
Me too. And I would like it to be really long. Like, I'll sit there for days.
If it's about me, I could sit there for hours.
That's what I'm saying. Anything. From birth. From my
please.
first I watched the
cry.
Whole thing.
Oh, please. I would love it.
The whole thing.
I'd
watch
be
your whole
sad,
life on repeat.
For sure.
Taylor, you can take those lyrics. Watch your life on repeat. Anyway, so those are our feelings on that. And honestly, I think we could have that conversation about like songs that make you feel like Taylor's hidden in the walls.
Yeah.
We could have that conversation for like a whole
hours
fucking hour.
And
so
hours,
I would really, really love for Thursday. Go ahead and call in. The number is
347-450-0723. 347-450-0723.
Call us and leave voicemails or text that number. The songs that make you feel that way, why they make you feel that way. I want depth conversation. Let's have a long ass conversation about it on Thursday.
Love.
That'd be super fun. Also, of course, leave messages and thoughts about anything else. We'd love to hear from you guys all the time. We also will be doing our rapid fire questions on the Instagram story. So if you're not following Taylor.watch on Instagram and on TikTok, go ahead and follow us on everything. And we will see you Thursday.
Love you guys.
Love you.